Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Bears Fan Source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
2 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Cubs' new infielder is 34-year-old Ben Zobrist, who turns 35 in May of next season. He'll be 39 in the final year of his contract. But that did not deter Jed Hoyer and the Cubs from giving the versatile Zobrist a 4-year deal.
Anytime you sign a guy in his 30s, you're aware that Father Time beats everybody. Father Time's undefeated, so that's a factor. But I think when you look at this guy, the shape of his career, what he's done so far, and the way he's playing right now, we're really excited, and we think there's a lot of good years ahead of him.
Hoyer on the Spiegel and Goff Show earlier today. Zobrist, a career 355 on-base percentage, flourished under Joe Maddon in Tampa. He was a member of the Royals team that won the World Series this past season. Cubs say they're not done making moves at the winter meetings, and the White Sox reportedly were close to a move of their own, trading for Brett Lowry, but it did not come to an agreement with the A's yet. Susan Slusser of the San Francisco Chronicle says two teams are still talking. Adam Rubin of ESPN New York reports the Mets and Pirates discussing a potential Neil Walker for John Neese swap. Mets were after Ben Zobrist before the Cubs swooped in yesterday. In basketball, all signs point to Taj Gibson starting for the Bulls tonight. But Nico Mirotic moving to the bench. Gibson practiced with the starters at this morning's shoot-around. Bulls and Celtics this evening coming off back-to-back home defeats. Trevor Daley traveled with the Blackhawks. He could return when they play the Predators tomorrow night in Nashville. And Pernell McPhee did not practice for the Bears today, but Eddie Royal back on the field on a limited basis. Bears getting set for a home date with Washington on Sunday. Now at Subway, you can get 50% off more meat on any sub. And for a limited time, it's just 50 cents more on a 6-inch in celebration of their 50th anniversary. Make your sub deluxe, and they'll load up your favorite, like the spicy Italian or turkey breast. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs starting next season. Every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This are brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Touchdown for the Bears.
James Big Cat Williams.
Strong offensive line, Big Cat Williams.
12-year NFL veteran.
James Williams.
You talk about a guy.
6'7".
I mean, how would you go around that thing?
Pro bowler for your Chicago Bears.
Watch the big guy's arm come up right there and block it.
670 The Score football analyst.
I pulled up to the old house hall, got out of a limo. Dave McGinnis turned to Ditka and said, "Damn, that's the biggest cat I've ever seen in my life."
James Big Cat Williams.
Who else? Big Cat Williams.
With Boys and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 203 on Chicago's West Radio 670 The Score, the big guy's here.
He's on Twitter, at JBigCatWilliams. He's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. So, Big Cat, what now for the Bears? after really a miserable loss that should not have been a loss. And now they have to look at the rest of their season as probably not going to extend any further than those 16 games.
Well, now players are playing for their livelihoods. You know, players are playing to be on next year's roster. Players are playing not to get cut as soon as the season's over. You know, this is the time when Pace and Fox are going to look at guys and, you know, how hard are you playing even though you're not in a race anymore. You know, we expected to see this play out a little earlier, but some of the games they won prolonged it a little bit. But, you know, now's the time when, you know, you're young guys. Are you going to, you know, talk about guys hitting the wall fresh out of college, Langford and those guys? You know, how will they play down the stretch? How much energy do they have left? You know, as far as the older guys go, you know, how much are you putting into it? Are you still playing to win? Even though, you know, the playoffs are, what do you have, 4% now?
Yeah, so something like that. Yeah, kind of a dream.
Yeah, you're not going to make it. You know, how do you play now? You know, what is your attitude? Are you coming to meetings late? Are you not showing up for rehab sessions and things like that? You know, they're going to look at the finer points now. Some of the things that you might have been able to get away with when you were winning, you're not going to be able to get away with now, because they're going to be going through everything with a fine-tooth comb and looking at it with a magnifying glass.
Yeah, you know, and I think that it's a great point, James, because this is a roster full of guys who kind of got this NFL rebirth or some first chance, and there's a lot of this roster's loaded with the kind of guys you're talking about that really can't afford it, with some veteran players, some younger players that have gotten the chance. It's not a roster say, oh, yeah, we're going to mail this crap in. I don't suspect that the guys in this, as you point out, playing for your livelihood, are going to quit these last couple of four games. I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, they can't afford to. You know, everything for them is on the line now. Guys with one-year contracts, mm-hmm. guys whose contracts are going to be up as soon as the season's over. You know, everyone talks about it during training camp. When you get towards the end of training camp, you know, you get to that third and fourth preseason game and how hard guys play because every other team's going to have an opportunity to see them in the NFL. You know, this is the same case. This is the same situation. Other teams are going to be looking at players these last couple games and seeing how hard did they play, how much effort are they putting into it. So, you know, you have to go out there and you have to put forth the effort, even though the motivation of possibly playoffs or further isn't there anymore.
What does it feel like to lose a game when your kicker blows it?
Oh, it sucks. I mean, it hurts bad because, you know, everyone always talks about kickers. You know, you always hear NFL guys talk about kickers and, you know, they only practice a certain amount of time. Then they're out there playing golf or playing mm-hmm. table tennis or something like that. And, you know, you expect when you have a good one like Robbie has been in the past, you know, you kind of take it for granted that you have such a good kicker. And then you have moments like this and you're like, you know, damn, you realize how important a kicker actually is. But, you know, it sucks because you're out there 60 plays, 70 plays, and, you know, you have a guy that has maybe 10 plays in a day. And he misses, you know, what is his responsibility? And nobody's going to be harder on Robbie than, you know, Robbie himself. But, you know, when you're walking through that locker room, man, it's hard to look at that guy. You're like, oh, God, really? You know, all I asked you to do was make a 36-yard kick that you should be able to make in your sleep. And, you know, Robbie's thinking the same thing. I can make that 36-yard field goal in my sleep, but it doesn't happen.
You know, I remember there were 2 years where I was around the Bears, 96 and 99, that you probably remember all too well for kicking problems. 96 was the year that you guys started with Carlos Huerta. And
wow,
remember? And then he was,
I barely remember.
And nice kid, nice guy.
Yeah.
And he was terrible. And then they brought in the caravan of free agent kickers and off jumped Jeff Jaeger. And he was really good. And he stayed really good for the next 3 years. And then I believe in 99, I think he strained a calf or something like that. And then it was this parade of, in some order here, it was Chris Bonio, it was Brian Goins, Jarrett Holmes, and then Chris Bonio.
Oh, God.
And it was brutal. And it, you couldn't, yeah. I mean, and any kick, they're going for it on 4th and 3 at the 42 because they're worried about kicking distance and all this. It was just, it was awful. And I just remember.
That's why I say you take a player like Robbie Gould for granted. You know, you take a kicker for granted sometimes. You know, he makes so many in a row. He makes so many long kicks. He makes them in pressure situations. And then all of a sudden you don't have that. And you talk about, you know, like 98 or 99, whatever that was, that carousel going through, and you never knew what was going to happen. You know, I remember one time in a game, and we had a replacement kicker, and I got kicked in the back with the ball. I'm like, how do you not get the ball over my back? You know?
Well, you're a large man. It's
probably not
easy.
High enough.
Yeah. No, I didn't kick it high enough.
Probably not high enough. Well, you know, the thing about it is that, see, what hurts – just from because I didn't have to bang my head on anybody, you know, anybody or anything during the game unless I was frustrated. But, you know, the Bears played awful. They were awful on offense. They were awful on defense. Yeah. And James, everything was bad. And yet there was a chance to win the silly game, even though you were just, ugh, you know, the whole, what are you doing? And you're throwing a pick six and this looked bad and that looked bad and everything. And that there it was, your chance to escape what had been an awful day. You know, it's just it's some games, you know, you're good that day, and still you need to kick the win. But this game, you were awful, and there you were still in that position to win a game.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're talking about an offense that the first two possessions, they had the ball in great field position. All they're able to pull out of it is 6 points. You know, we've talked about the red zone problems all season long, and, you know, nothing has gotten any better with it. Now they're going to have to be without Marty for, you know, the rest of the season, who is a viable red zone threat who they really didn't go to a lot in the red zone. You know, so the question is, now what are they going to do? You know, are they going to change their schemes around because they're out of it? Are they going to take a few more chances? Are they going to see if, you know, maybe Jay can throw that ball across the middle to a slant route in the red zone instead of trying to throw that fade route, which is, I mean, the fade route is a comfortable route because you throw it to the corner, it either goes out of bounds or you have a guy like Jeffrey that can, you know, jump up there and snag it down. But those, you know, those timing routes across the middle where there's a bunch of linebackers in there and defensive linemen dropping back into coverage, you know, you have to have a lot of confidence in your quarterback, and we'll see if they change a few of those things up now.
Why do you think the offense looked uncharacteristically uncoordinated Sunday?
I can't tell you. It's all around the league. You know, it's an epidemic spreading throughout the league, and I'm not sure what it is. You know, I personally, you know, I'm an former offensive lineman, so, you know, running the ball is big to me, especially in the red zone. You know, when you get down to a situation where all your safeties are automatically up in the box, the routes you can run, the route tree is, you know, shortened because of the routes that you can run in that area of yardage. You have to be able to run the ball. And I think so many teams right now, so many offensive coordinators are so pass happy that, you know, the red zone stats, the red zone numbers are suffering for it.
It's hard to do, though. You know, when you get down there, isn't it? I mean, even as an offensive lineman, and maybe in the old days, maybe you had an offensive line, you felt, James, you could move anybody anytime you wanted to and get a touchdown from the 3. Maybe you had that line. You felt, well, you don't worry about this.
I think every offensive lineman feels like that. Every offensive lineman wants that opportunity to put his knuckles in the dirt, watch his fingertips turn red, you know, figure out who you're going to double team and try and push that guy 3, 4, 5 yards off the ball. You know, there's no better feeling for offensive linemen than being able to get that double team and never have to come off that double team because you've pushed that defensive tackle that knows you're coming at him 3 yards back and there's nothing he could do about it. You know, whether he's got the swimming arm movement, whether his cleats are stuck in the ground and just cutting through the grass, you know, that is the experience that an offensive lineman wants. That's the experience that gets an offensive lineman pumped up.
A lot of discussion over the weekend, too, about the way the league has been handling the concussion protocol, especially after the Case Keenum debacle and how poorly that was handled. And yet, in three different games last week. You had the situation with Jay Cutler when they sort of choreographed a dance around the protocol until he pulled himself together. They sort of handed him a phone and said, sit over here and look like you're on the phone while you wait for the doctors to come over. And they bought him some critical minutes there. You had Janoris Jenkins is sustaining two different blows to the head and passing in the St. Louis game. And then you had the Cam Newton deal where he gets ear holed and everybody jumps up and says, oh my God. And then they leave him in for three plays.
They follow him to the bathroom.
Yeah. So, and I'm not quite sure how this is all going to get done, but I don't know how they iron out the inherent contradictions between a game in which people are going to constantly get hit in the head with the fact that they don't want guys getting hit in the head.
Yeah. You can't, you're not going to be able to take violent collisions out of football. It is what football is. It is what the people tune in for. You know, I don't watch football to look at the schemes or, watch the fancy catches. I'm looking at football to see one of those fancy catches gets his head knocked off. You know, it's the violence of the sport. It's the nature of the sport. The more you try and adjust what the game is, the worse the fan base is going to enjoy it because it's going to make it such a longer game. We already talk about all the penalty flags that are being thrown for, grabbing on to offensive players or touching offensive players past the 5 yards. You know, imagine what they're going to do when they start questioning every hit that's put on a wide receiver or a tight end or a back out of the backfield. You know, we're talking, 4-hour games just because of penalties. And, I mean, it's going to, you know, I've heard you guys talk about it, you know, as far as the type of players that are going to be playing further down the road. And I believe that, you know, eventually the NFL is just going to come up with some kind of contract that players have to sign, you know, in with their original contract that says, look, you know, at the end of this game, you might be a little loopy. And we're not responsible for it, you know. And but you're still going to have players that are going to play.
You know, the other thing I wanted to ask you, and I don't know how this, because I can't remember yesterday, James, because I can't go back to the era of your Bears. I barely remember you playing. you know, I'm old, I forget. But here's what it seems to me, and maybe some coaching staffs and front office staffs more so than others, but this Bears team, and John Fox in particular, doesn't seem to be a guy who wants to listen to it. I mean, you're going to bitch and moan, or you're going to do this, or you're going to do that. He's going to make sure you're not around anymore. And I don't know if you played for organizations like that where you couldn't sit around and bitch during the week or go to the press and air out some stupid grievance. And if you did, you were going to be gone. I mean, this is what it seems to me, and that's, it seems to me, where Martellus Bennett is now, despite the injury. He's hurt, and he's on the IR for the rest of the year. But it seems to me the Bears are sick of him because of this stuff, just sick of him.
Well, I think, you know, we always talk about Fox being a throwback coach, and I think that's part of being a throwback coach. You know, he's old enough to remember the times when guys practiced 3-a-days in 90 to 100 degree weather, full gear, and, you know, they complained, but they came out and did it every day. You know, throughout the season, you're practicing and hitting full gear, full go. You know, even on Fridays. I mean, when I first got to the league, we did goal line on Fridays. I mean, that's unheard of now, but you know, that's what was expected of you. And you were expected to do that without any complaining because the people before you had done it. You know, and the old school, you know, they didn't have the media outlets then either to, you know, I didn't get out of practice and tweet that, oh God, we just had the roughest two practices and I think I'm gonna die from dehydration and, you know, all this. You know, players didn't have that back then, even though players probably weren't even interested in, you know, sending stuff like that out.
Big Cat, we look forward to your continued work on the post-game show because I've been enjoying it. It's sort of worked out with the timing of my day to leave the house and get in the car and hear some of the angst and or excitement. I think you and Olin have really developed quite a...
Coming into your own, as they say.
Yeah, nice natural chemistry on the show. You know, Hub just has to kind of throw the ball out there and then you guys play. So it's working.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate it, definitely.
James, have a great week, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, you too.
Big Cat Williams, who, and I'm serious, it really, they've got a comfort level now. Sometimes it takes a few shows at this point in the season. It's been very, very solid stuff, mm-hmm. and very, very honest and full of content.
I've caught him a few times, enjoyed it. Yeah, I'm in the car sometimes on Sundays, too, while we're traveling around the various things, and I enjoy it.
We're Boris and Bernstein, and we've got more to come, including the second half at its usual time. Mark Schanowski at 4, and Hub is yours today at 5 on the Score.
Hey, Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show, middays 9 to 1. Next up, the Bears are taking on that NFL team from Washington, and after that awful loss to the Niners, do they have any shot at the playoffs? We're talking about it, so keep it here, Bears fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Golden State's now 23-0, and the Talking Heads are giving us a triple U. And typically, I cannot stand when somebody who's paid to speak about sports says, I'm running out of ways to describe these guys. But with the Warriors, I actually see it. I mean, how many times can you crack open the mic and say, Golden State's playing PS4 out there? They get off the bus in heat check mode. They can see the Matrix. Shoot, myself, I called them the jerk dad in the driveway, swatting their 7-year-old's weak shot down the sidewalk. And I did that about a month ago. Cut to last night in Indiana. They're still unbeaten after dropping 131 on the Pacers. Not in 3 overtimes, but in 4 quarters. The Warriors are ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. It's starting to feel like they'll be undefeated when Oracle hosts LeBron on December 25th. So go ahead and cancel Christmas. It's ridiculous. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, it's Flo. And this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool.
Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Christmas is getting ever closer, and it's time to go with that win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The Super Warm World Famous Hoodie Footie by Pajamagram. Because, let's face it, guys, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footie is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footie pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footie styles, and there are a lot of them, at Pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footie has a drawstring hood. Here's the most important thing. The full zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt to the sweet and sexy set gift set right now. It includes a hoodie footie and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram and you save $60. So why not do it now? You don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a hoodie footie holiday and tell them the Score sent you and Boris and Bernstein want to do things to you.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not?
Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests, like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of our free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, if you're getting the sense, it's the 26th Boys and Bernstein, that our guy, Martellus Bennett, my bear guy, said it's really simple. He said, yeah, he's hurt, and he got hurt the other day, but I got a text, and he said, yeah,
and they're sick
tired
of him too. Yeah,
you know, they're just tired of him. They don't, there's some people that run teams that don't mind it. They'll listen and, okay, fine. Yeah, just get back to work. We don't worry about it. And it's not that he doesn't get back to work. That's not it. It's just that John Fox and Ryan Pace don't want to hear it. Done with it. They're tired of it. The contract thing bothered them. Brand new coach and the guy's holding out for no reason known to mankind. Carping while he's at it. And there was an incident the other day as well.
Yeah, that was true, that he was mad about the red zone
mad
targeting.
Mad about the red zone, yep. And there was the thing during practice the other day. So, I mean, you know, there's only so many spins to that wheel you're going to get here with these guys. They're going to put up with some. I'm not going to immediately say, get the hell out of here, go away. But in this case, the rib injury came at the right time. They just put him there and then forget about it, and he's gone.
312-644-6767 is how you get to us at WSCR The Score. If you had thoughts on the Cubs' moves, they're continuing to make phone calls. They're prodding. They're cajoling. They're trying to see what else can be done here, because I think they still need a leadoff hitter. They still need a center fielder. And whether or not that's the same guy, do not know. whether that's Jason Hayward and his big price tag, or maybe Denard Span, who's... Denard Span's on the shelf below.
Mm-hmm. He is.
And maybe there's a guy on a completely different shelf that we're not even thinking of right now.
Oh, yeah. Possible. Very possible.
This is Kendall on the score. Hello, Kendall.
Hey, guys. I was listening to what Big Cat was saying, and he had mentioned that... he kind of made a blanket statement, like, we watch the games because we want to watch the players, you know, knock their heads off over a great catch or a great throw. Well, he doesn't speak for everyone when he says that. I mean, I would much rather watch Alshon Jeffery catch two beautiful touchdown passes, the Bears win by 14, than watch Christian Jones knock a guy's head off and we lose by, you know, three.
No, I understand what he was saying, though. I think he's talking about, in general, the peril inherent in the game is what brings out the greatness of some of these players. We want to see what they can do under the threat of somebody not necessarily destroying him, but the possibility that they're operating in an environment where that can happen to you. And
you make that great catch, you could get your head knocked off.
It makes what they do that much more spectacular.
That's part of it.
And thrilling.
I mean, I suppose, but what he said was that we would rather see that over a great catch. I mean, we're dying for a winner. I mean, we could have a bunch of figure skaters out there if they win by 60 points.
No, but divorce this from your team and think about it just watching the game, watching football. And when you watch football, forget about wanting one of the teams to win. Just think about what actually is interesting to see. I know for me, these incredibly high speed collisions are a huge part of it.
Mm-hmm. It's all of it's part of it. Kendall, I think you can have a great catch, a great run, a great throw. All of it adds to it. But the fact is that it also, the intrigue of it, whether it's Odell Beckham or whoever it is, when they make a great play, they also run the risk of getting killed. I mean, you see receivers all the time that get crunched, but somehow they manage to make that great play, and that's all part of it. I don't think he's saying that's all. I mean, I think he enjoys the contact and the violence of the game as many do.
And no one's rooting for injuries.
No. No, I don't want to see anybody. No. No, not me, for sure. Not me, for sure.
Remember, scoreboard update.
Mr. Good.
And from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. Among the decisions for the Cubs to make come next year's spring training is to figure out how to use their newly acquired pitcher, Adam Warren. He's been used as both a starter and a reliever with the Yankees, and Theo Epstein excited about the versatility he'll bring.
He's going to be stretched out in spring training, and we'll just see. We'll see what the rotation looks like. We believe he can be a starting pitcher and a good one in the National League Central, but we also think he can be extremely effective out of the bullpen. His ability to do both makes him incredibly valuable.
Epstein and the Cubs picked up Warren from New York in the Starlin Castro trade, which paved the way for the Ben Zobrist signing, but now the Cubs reportedly in the mix for outfielders Jason Hayward and Carlos Gonzalez. Hayward a free agent, Gonzalez still with 2 years left on his deal in Colorado. White Sox reportedly were close on a deal that would have brought them Brett Lowry from the Athletics, but backed off a few hours ago. Susan Slusser of the San Francisco Chronicle says teams are still talking, though. And apparently the White Sox and the Reds have been talking about the possibility of a Todd Frazier trade, but Phil Rogers from MLB.com reports that the Reds want Tim Anderson in a potential deal. Orioles have reportedly extended an offer to their free agent slugger Chris Davis, and they're waiting on his response. Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports says Padres are willing to listen on any of their players, including right-handed starter Tyson Ross. Back to work Wednesday for the Bears. They got Eddie Royal back to practice for the first time since he injured his knee against the Vikings November 1st. Pernell McPhee did not practice with the knee injury. Bears and Redskins Sunday at Soldier Field. Taj Gibson may be in the starting lineup when the Bulls visit the Celtics tonight. Worked with the first team in shoot-around this morning. And Trevor Daley on the trip with the Blackhawks. They will visit the Predators tomorrow for a second straight game against Nashville. Daley has been out with an upper body injury. Join the Score and Dos Equis at Players Pub and Grill in Prospect Heights tomorrow for a Thursday night football party from 7 to 9. Come by, register for a chance to win a two-hour appearance by a Score personality and a $500 Visa gift card. Brought to you by Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Now, Todd Frazier is far more intriguing.
Yeah, didn't he have a horrendous second half?
He did, I think, yeah.
Like his power just disappeared?
Yep, after the home run derby. right?
Which I think is more coincidental than causal.
Yeah. Well, he did.
Because remember, we saw the deep dives that they did, that all of the analysts did, about does the home run derby cause the power drop-off? And the conclusion was no. That based on historical data, the answer was no, that there were plenty of times where, coincidentally, a guy just had a great first half and played his way into the home run derby because he hit a bunch of home runs, but it wasn't necessarily that, oh, well, he was in the home run derby and now he's bad at hitting home runs. But he did have a bad second half. He's a 30-year-old player. They'll have to probably overpay for him.
Well, I'd sooner have the 30-year-old player than Brett Lowry.
Yeah, he's better.
I would. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. Could be wrong. But I would sooner do that. I mean, the White Sox, and look, why don't you throw in Adam LaRoche? Maybe you got a deal.
Who wants Adam LaRoche?
I don't know if that was the story today, but they want to move Adam LaRoche. Who doesn't? I wanted to move him 20 games into the season.
I had a lot of people send me a copy of this. We were talking about the stuff with Big Cat Williams and the dangers of football. Did you read the op-ed in the New York Times that Dr. Bennett Omalu wrote?
Yes.
That it's he has, I think it's a game changer in the framing of the argument. I thought it was brilliant. And Omalu, in case you haven't been paying attention, is the forensic pathologist who's played by Will Smith in the upcoming movie about the NFL trying to quash
and he has
the
superpowers like Will Smith does.
he's actually part robot.
He will kill you. Yes. So you just watch it. You criticize him,
and he has
you.
A neuralizer.
Yeah. But will kill you.
But what he's done is it's fascinating what he's done, talking about youth football, not necessarily the game itself. But just the inherent danger, and he makes a legalistic argument here. This is a legal argument. And he says, we've known since 1964 that cigarette smoking is harmful to your health. We've known for more than 40 years that alcohol damages the developing brain of a child. We've known since the mid-70s that asbestos causes cancer and other serious diseases. Knowing what we know now, we do not smoke in enclosed public places like airplanes. We have passed laws to keep children from smoking or drinking alcohol, and we do not use asbestos as an industrial
product.
Too late
for me.
As we become more intellectually sophisticated and advanced with greater and broader access to information and knowledge, we've given up old practices in the name of safety and progress, that is, except when it comes to sports. And he,
opposite direction.
Right, he frames an argument in which once you're 18, you can do whatever you want. That's informed consent.
Mm-hmm.
And we always use that term, informed consent. His point is that you can't have informed consent before the age of 18. As physicians, it's our role to educate and inform an adult about the dangers of, for example, smoking. If that adult decides to smoke, he's free to do so. I'll be the first to defend that freedom. In the same way, if an adult chooses to play football, ice hockey, mixed martial arts, or boxing, it's within his rights. However, as a society, the question we have to answer is when we knowingly and willfully allow a child to play high-impact contact sports, are we endangering that child? Our children are minors who have not reached the age of consent. It is our moral duty as a society to protect the most vulnerable of us. We should at least wait for our children to grow up, be provided with the information and education on the risk of play, and let them make their own decisions. No adult, not a parent or a coach, should be allowed to make this potentially life-altering decision for a child. We have a legal age for drinking alcohol, for joining the military, for voting, for smoking, for driving, and for consenting to have sex. We must have the same when it comes to protecting the organ that defines who we are as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the argument. The problem then is how you decide.
And Danny Cannell.
How you that guy. How you decide what sports rise to that level? Because I think boxing and football, maybe mixed martial arts. That because every sport has risk of concussion.
Even
cheerleading and basketball has risk of concussion. But you would have to show, and I think you can. You would actually need the data to say football's different.
Yeah, you would. You know, the thing is, when a lot of what he's talking about, and back then, in the 60s, when he's talking about we had this, we had that, and we also had fewer leagues of all this stuff.
Yeah,
you know, kids playing football and all the other stuff that goes on these days. We didn't have that. Nobody's playing football. I mean, if you were, I don't know where the hell you were doing. They weren't doing it around me. I mean, there was no leagues. You got to high school if you want to play football. You want to play football? Sure, okay. But nobody, you're right. At that age, you get to high school. But I don't think there was the youth stuff going on. You know what I mean? And you got the kids in this habit.
And who's driving that?
Yep.
parents and coaches.
Parents and, sure. Oh, absolutely.
So
when they played flag football for a couple of years each, these were the most well attended events with giant crowds and everything else for 6 and 7 year olds. It's insane. But yeah, that kind of stuff is of a more, you know, we didn't know. But I see what I did. Here's what happened. I did drink and it ruined me.
How do you know?
I know. Because I was a lot smarter before I started drinking.
You drank as a child?
Well, junior. Yeah, I was drinking.
Okay.
Well, bad. See, that's the problem.
And
that's,
smoking.
That's No, and I was not smoking.
And eating handfuls of asbestos.
That I was doing.
Yes.
Yeah. That was my lunch.
Eat your asbestos lunch.
I'm trying.
Sorry.
And then Danny Cannell came by and said, "Hey, you were ruining football, you liberal bastards.
Liberal media is declaring
you're
war on football.
Ruining football.
Damn science, damn doctors, damn liberal scientists trying to destroy football as we know it."
Nobody, you know, and I didn't even know it was 1964 before this. I must not have been paying attention. But,
you know, I saw some study say that high school football now, and maybe even younger than high school football, mm-hmm. is being played by people at the same size and speed as the NFL as recently as the 1960s. That the actual speed and impact generated by some high-end youth games, and certainly at the high school level. Because it's like when you watch the golden age of tackling, you watch all the mm-hmm. old black and white videos, and you realize how far the game is advanced and how far the size and speed of the player is advanced.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, I haven't seen any games when they're 13 or 14, but I've seen enough big, strong kids to guess that, hey, I got a big, strong chest. Enough big, strong kids to know that if they were playing football, it would be a nasty game.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. A ton of them. I know you see them in hockey. Big, strong kids that are like too big for their age or something. There's something going on here.
Yep.
And yeah, I know a lot of them do play football.
I saw a bantam yesterday. It was 6'2".
It should be dunking.
They have the locker room coming out. It was practice last night. You know, the peewees are putting their stuff together, and the big smelly bantams come in with their boom boxes.
That's what they're called, right?
I said, how tall are you?
6'2".
6'2", bitch.
Okay. You're a very large eighth grader.
I've seen them in terrific athletes. That's, you know, I have no doubt that when you put them all together and you get enough of those kind of athletes together and you start banging heads, there's no doubt in my mind it is.
We're Boers and Bernstein, and we've got Hub at 5 today, but he's yours. So that means it's all you. We love it because we just sit back and punch buttons and say names.
We do love it.
We can grab phone calls here, 312-644-6767. If you got a thought, you got the score.
Next for the 5-7 Bears, it's Washington. We'll be breaking it down right up to game time. So keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jake'sMintChew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
rate. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
It's the holiday season, and Joann is giving the gift of super savings this weekend. Enjoy 60 to 70% off all holiday decor, floral, and fabric. Plus, 60% off Blizzard fleece and Snuggle flannel prints. Even 55% off entire stock strung beads. Before shopping, go to Joann.com and get a coupon for an extra 20% off your total purchase, including sale and regular priced items. Exclusions apply. Shop and save big with Stock Your Sleigh doorbusters. Going on right now, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save. But since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Anytime you sign a guy in his 30s, you're aware that Father Time beats everybody. Father Time's undefeated, so that's a factor. But I think when you look at this guy, the shape of his career, what he's done so far, and the way he's playing right now, we're really excited, and we think there's a lot of good years ahead of him.
Jed Hoyer.
Hope so.
Yeah, it could be right. Maybe he is. Maybe I don't know that Father Time is lost, but if you say that can happen, then maybe it can. Boris of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I don't know that it can, but maybe. Just, you know what has to happen? A couple of years. Just two good years.
Yeah, I heard it in the interview today that not all windows are created equal. And even if they're looking at what they think is a decade of sustained contention, they might have an increased opportunity within that larger window on the short side of that Zobrist deal. So that's what they're doing. This is the early phase of sort of a surprisingly opportunistic win now moment.
Yeah.
And they get it. And they're going to try to maximize it. In Frankfurt, here is Royce on the score. Royce.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right.
with all of your conversation about concussions and head impact, I'm just wondering your opinion on whether or not mankind will be able to adapt physiologically to those stressors. In other words, we've adapted to other stressors over time. Will the impact and neck and head impact and concussions, that will man develop? And will
Are you a Lamarckian? I mean, because for that, it sounds like you're espousing the beliefs of the discredited anthropologist Lamarck, because the only way to adapt would be if it were a defining matter of life and death. If somehow we were able to engineer, somehow, if it's like if everybody had to have their heads knocked around all the time, that eventually only those with the ability to survive all those head impacts over time would select out and would only be able to pass along the trait to their offspring.
But do you not feel like organisms adapt to stressors throughout time or not?
But only through... You're talking about natural selection.
Yeah.
It's only through generations and generations.
Yeah.
The only other adaptation is one beyond their control, which would be like the moths of a certain coloration who, and this was a study in England, after the Industrial Revolution, there was a coal factory or a coal using factory that opened up. And for a while, moths that used to be white very, very quickly selected out to turn dark because of all the coal dust in the air. Birds were having a much easier time finding these white moths, and they selected very, very quickly to start passing. The only ones that lived were the ones that were dark enough to not stand out in the coal dust covered trees. I don't think that applies to football in this case, because, and here's the other problem with your modeling here, Royce, is that even guys who quote unquote succumb to CTE, it's still after their career. It's not like you get a 26-year-old mid-career who all of a sudden is necessarily exhibiting signs of brain damage and can't play anymore. So there's nothing that takes them out of the game because of an inability to handle it, quote unquote. It's just a matter of who wants to.
That's very well put. And I suppose the only thing you could do then is take preventative measures such as strengthen your neck.
Yeah, not really.
As far as the brain goes, there's nothing you can do, really.
Correct.
No.
Correct. Yeah. The truth is, there's really nothing you can do. And any magic helmet or magic mouth guard or anything like that is only going to fool people into thinking
I'm waiting
for
the magic helmet.
Yeah, I doubt it. You know, we talked to Lee Steinberg about it, but I don't think that's happening. So, I mean, I like the outside-the-box thinking of, you know, you wonder if there are certain sports that have seen some elements of artificial selection in the past, based on just how long they are able to survive in the game. But it's not as if they are then, that their offspring then, and members of offspring, are more likely to have to inherit these genes that help them withstand the same pressures.
No.
So it's...
No, not no. I just say no.
Well, like we talked about old baseball pitchers. That the way it used to be, that by the time you got to the major leagues, you had already been, you'd already selected as someone whose arm wouldn't fall off.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't know until they reach the major leagues because of all the pitch counts.
I got a little stat on that for later on. A little stat on that pitching thing you're talking about.
Yeah, because it was so that a guy would be a physical freak, mm-hmm, whose arm just wasn't going to hurt or wasn't going to fall off, and a guy got hurt and he'd be done. And there was no Tommy John surgery to keep him going.
Correct.
Guys who got hurt were just hurt, and it was over. But the brain thing is insidious. It's not like you've torn up your knee, and it's not like, you know, boy, Jay Cutler's had how many concussions? 8, 9?
Yeah, way too many. I think that he's, you know, and that one the other day.
That was a concussion.
I mean, they caught up. They chased Cam Newton to the bathroom. He did the concussion protocol while urinating.
Because they said it was just sort of, oh, yeah, we happen to have this opportunity.
Yeah.
It's not like they pulled him aside to do the protocol.
No, they had to go after him because he didn't want any part of it. So he's seen leaving the field. That's what he was going to do. So that's when he did the protocol in the bathroom.
This email from Tony, who says, I'm not in the happy sunshine camp after the Castro trade and Zobrist signing. I disagree with the notion he wasn't a Theo guy. It was Theo who doled out the extension. And while I'm aware that the All-Star game rosters are bloated, he was an All-Star as recently as 2014. He had a really bad first half of 2015, but the way he responded to his benching, how he performed, given the job back, speaks volumes about his maturation process. And that alone should have been reasoned to give him the second base job to start next year. I also worry about the clubhouse, given what Terry said about Zobrist. He was brought in as a veteran leader and mixes his preachiness with his message. The young guys will tune him out in no time. I think Hayward's out of their price range.
Boy, he really, I mean, that some of those numbers are, you know, when you're talking about what the starting point apparently was, and I'm not sure this is correct, was $20 million a season. And he wants a long-term deal. I mean, that's just starters. $20 million. I don't know if you do. You want to do that? Hey, seriously, do you want to?
Is there a history of Zobrist not being liked in the clubhouse by other players?
No, there isn't. I'm told that the Cubs love his clubhouse presence.
Okay, so how come that's the third or fourth time he mentioned his religious?
Well, that's beliefs. That does bother some. He has bothered others in the past. It's not a problem when Madden's around, but okay. He has. It's a fact. A lot of it, Matty, is when you look at his background, and you know, he does break into that sometimes, and I don't know if he's off that now. I don't know if that's over. Maybe it is, but he's done it before.
Yeah, I asked about that, and I was told the Cubs have no issues with him.
They shouldn't have any issues with it.
They think he's
in. I mean, if it bothers some people, they should go to hell. I mean, I'm sure there's things about everybody that bothers people. I mean, you can start picking things up.
What does that look, Danny?
Wow!
Well, I'm just wondering. It's
furious though.
It's stupid. Like that's a point of contention to be like, why it's a bad signing because the guy has religious beliefs.
No, it's not. It's not a point of contention.
If he's a good teammate and he plays good baseball, and he shows up, plays hard. What's the matter? What he believes?
Next
we're gonna pick out a guy because he's Muslim. And be like, I don't like that Muslim baseball player on my team. Okay, why?
Well, the Cubs don't care about it. It was a huge issue with Chad Curtis.
Well, Chad Curtis can go to hell then.
Well, he probably is in jail now. He has to get out first.
All of a sudden, it's a point to bring up when a guy signs a baseball contract. It's dumb.
But I didn't bring it up.
Well, no, the emails you're choosing to read brought it up.
Okay.
You did mention it earlier in the show.
No, I didn't.
I mentioned it.
Terry did.
I mentioned it.
Well, you collectively, idiots.
Because of Tampa, because I know what was going went on in Tampa.
Okay.
So that
I just think it's stupid, but whatever.
Okay. I mean, look, some people don't mind it. Some people do. I think basically he stopped it. But
I think he got better about it and a little bit later on in his career. Because I don't know if Madden said something to him, but it wasn't an issue with Madden. Madden said, get him and he'll be great for the clubhouse. So he will.
I don't really worry about the clubhouse, actually. Don't really worry about him.
Are they going to have the new clubhouse done for the beginning of this year?
I think that's part of what they're doing, isn't it?
Is that for
the two clubhouses? And yeah,
because for the Cubs to just have a real big league clubhouse.
Yeah, I think that's
for the first
time. What this year's project is. Yeah,
that makes everything better, no matter what.
Yeah, I think that's what that I believe is part of this year's deal. What is it? 5 years or whatever? He does step by step, but I think that the step this year is a clubhouse.
They're certainly having the weather cooperate. I will say that it's the best thing that happened. I know they had some problems with the polar vortex and all that with some of the other work, but they're getting a lot of cooperation from December in. It more feels like North Carolina than Chicago. You got WSCR.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on the Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements.